This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A court has ruled the alleged shooter of a Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood in 2015 can be forcibly medicated. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the ruling upholds a lower court decision in the case of Robert Deere.
It's the latest incremental step in what has become a nearly decade-long pre-trial process for Robert Deere, accused of killing three and wounding eight others in the Planned Parenthood attack. Deere has been repeatedly found incompetent to stand trial due to a delusion disorder diagnosis. The lower court ruled he could be involuntarily medicated to address the disorder after testimony from prison psychologists. Deere's lawyers appealed, but the appellate court agreed with the judge's original decision on Monday. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
RTD's light rail trains in the South Denver Metro are still barely moving this week, but now there's an alternative. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Track problems have led RTD to slow its light rail trains along Interstate 25 to 10 miles per hour since last week. Trains are running very infrequently and very slowly. But now, travelers can use their RTD passes to ride the Colorado Department of Transportation's Bustang buses between downtown Denver and some South Metro stations. RTD hasn't said how long repairs will take, but it says the partnership with CDOT will last until this September. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
With temperatures today in the 90s, there's an ozone alert for Metro Denver, Fort Collins, and Greeley. Ozone pollution could be especially bad in the southwestern Denver suburbs. Republican State Party Chair Dave Williams is not backing off from his statements that have him in trouble with fellow Republicans.
I'm not looking at June of 2024. I'm looking for eternity. That's where I'm headed. And if I do everything right and I get crucified for it, so be it.
The state's Republican primary is less than 2 weeks away, and that story is ahead this morning. It's 6 minutes after 8. I'm Mike Lamp. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.